Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is being learned by Chosef Bas Rachel, Shishib Zecher Avraham Yosef Kohen, Bikarav Mamesh. And we're discussing Harbayis in the Beis Hamikdash. Kol Haksalim Shayusham, all the walls that were over there, both in Harbayis and the Beis Hamikdash, Hayu Gavayim, they were very tall. Chutz Mikasal Mizrachi, except for the eastern wall, that was significantly shorter than all the other ones. Why is that? Shakaina Sarfas Apara, because the Kain who's burning the Parah, we'll explain this in a moment. I'm in Barash Har Mishcha. He was standing at the top of Har Mishcha, which is Har Zaysim, Umischavin Vroy Pesha Shal Heichal, and he was focused and looking at the entrance of the Heichal, B'shas HaZoy Saddam, when he did sprinkling the blood. That requires a little bit of a background and explanation. We know that when you have Tumas Mace, the only way to metahir that is from the Parah Aduma, and there's a whole procedure where everything had to be done down to the exacting detail. Now, something that was unique about the Parah Aduma is that it was done outside the Beis HaMikdash on Har Mishcha, which is Har HaZaysim. And when the Kohen sprinkled its blood, he had to be looking at the Heichal. Now, let's remember, Har HaZaysim is a har, it's a mountain, and the Beis HaMikdash is on a har, it's on Har HaBayis. And these two harim, these two mountains, are right next to each other. And obviously there's going to be a valley in between if we have these two mountains next to each other. And as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, there were steps on Har HaBayis leading into the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash itself there were steps because since it's built on the mountain, and as we get closer to the Kodesh Kedoshim, it continues going higher up the slope, so there has to be steps to make it accessible to go from one level to the other. Now, what the Mishnah just told us now is that in order for the Kohen, who is on Har HaZaysim, to be able to see the Heichal, he's standing in the east, he's looking towards the west, and the way that everything is set up is if the eastern wall was too high, he wouldn't be able to see over it, and that means he wouldn't be able to see the Heichal. Therefore, the eastern wall had to be a little bit lower than all the other ones, that way he was exactly zoned in, perfect straight line of eyesight from where he was to the entrance of the Heichal, and that's how he was able to do the Hazoy Saddam. So Mishnah has a handy diagram, so it'll be a little bit easier to understand what we're referring to, but even without that, you got the general idea. Now moving on to Mishnah Hey, we continue describing the Beis HaMikdash itself, as is Hanashim, which is called that because the women used to be able to congregate there. Later on, they ended up building an elevated Ezras Nashim, which is like what we have nowadays in many shuls, where they're in the upper level and they look down. And this is what you might call the first section of the Beis HaMikdash. It was before one entered the Azara itself, which is where all the Avodah took place. So this Ezras Nashim, it was a square that was 135 by 135 amos, and there were four chambers, or four rooms, in the four corners of the Ezras Nashim. And how large were these rooms? They were 40 by 40 amas, so these are quite large rooms. Nevelay Makaris, they were not roofed, they didn't have a covering on top of them, and Vekachem Asidim Liyos, that's how they're going to end up being in the third Beis HaMikdash. Shema Kaza Pasuk in Yechezkel tells us, this when he's describing how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to look, Vayetzienu L'chatzar Chitzayna, he took me out to the outer Chatzar, Vyavireni El Arbas Miktsaya Chatzar, and he took me to the four corners of the Chatzar, Vihine Chatzar Miktsaya Chatzar, and there was a courtyard in the corner of the Chatzar, Chatzar Miktsaya Chatzar, a courtyard in the corner of the Chatzar, Ba'arv Miktsaya Chatzar, Chatzar Keturais, in the four corners of the Chatzar, there were Chatzerois, Keturois, and Ve'in Keturois, Ela She'inun Mekairos. The word Keturois means that they were without a tikra, without a roof, and so that's how we know that these four chambers, these four rooms, did not have roofs. The mission continues, Umehoi Misham Shais, what exactly were these four rooms, these four chambers? So, Duremis Mizrachis, the southeastern one, which means when you walk into the main entrance of the Ezras Nashim from the east, you turn towards your left. That would be the southeast. He Hois Lishkas HaNazirim, that was Lishka for somebody who's a Nazir, what was done there, Shisham HaNazir Mevashim HaShalmehen, that's where somebody who's a Nazir would cook their carbon shlamim, Umagalchen HaSaron, that's where they would get their hair shaved, Umashalchen Tachs HaDod, and that was thrown underneath the large pot, it was thrown into the fire and burned. Now Mizrachis Tzfainis, the northeastern corner, that's when you walk in, that would be the first corner on your right, so he has Lishkas HaEitzim, that was the room for Eitzim for wood, Shisham HaKehanim Bali Mumin Maslim HaEitzim, that's where the Kehanim who had Mumin, who had blemishes, that weren't able to do regular Avodah, so they would be in this room, making sure that there was no wood that was wormy, because you can't use such wood for the Mizbeach, and v'chol etchinim zabotelas, if wood was found to have worms, possible to get a Mizbeach, it was possible for the Mizbeach. Going into the next one, Tzfainis Maravis, what about the northwestern one? That's by the far right corner. He has Lishkas Mitzorayim, that was Lishka of people at Tzoras, and there was a mikvah and Mitzorayim on their eighth day of their Tahara process. They would immerse over there, and also part of their whole Tahara process was placing finger and toe inside the Ezras Yisrael, meaning the main Azara, and so they would do that from there, because this Lishka, this room, basically bordered the main Azara. And onto the last one, Maravis Drymis, the southwestern one, that's the far left corner. Amr Blaz Bin Yaakov, he tells us, Shachachti Mehoisim Shemeshes, I forgot what it was for. And Habashalimer, he says, Shamhayu Nais and Yayim Veshemen, that's where they replace wine and oil. And yes, the Nikres, Lishka's Beis Shamnaya, it was called the Lishka of Beis Shamnaya. Beis Shamnaya is like Shemen, as in oil. Now we continue describing the Ezras Nashim, Vachalaka Hoisabar Shaina, originally, before any emendations were made to the Beis HaMikdash, it was smooth, meaning there was nothing jutting out over the top of it. However, Vikifua Kitzaitra, later on, they added a Kitzaitra Yitzra, which is also known as a Gizustra, which is basically beam sticking out. It was more or less like a porch. Shanashim Reis Milamalon, women were able to look from above, Vuanashim Milamaton, and men from below, Kadeshloi Miravin, so they wouldn't be mixed. This is referring to Simchas Beis HaSheva on Sukkis. All the men would be down below in what's called the Ezra's Nashim, and the women would be up above on these porches looking down, as we described at the beginning of the Mishnah. Continue to discuss the layout of the Beis HaMikdash. There were 15 steps that went from the Ezra's Nashim up to the Ezra's Yisrael, connected 15 Malos of Tehillim, that corresponds to the 15 Shira Malos of Tehillim, Shalem Alavim Arim Shir. It was on those 15 steps that Levim would stand and sing Shir, specifically by the Simchas Beis HaSheva, and also Loihayu Terutais, Ela Mukafes Chatzigar Nagula. They weren't Terutais, which means they weren't long and straight, rather they were circular, they were curved, like a half a silo of grain. In other words, they were semicircular steps, nice curved and round steps, as opposed to straight steps. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and on to Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.